Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Hi, and thanks for listening from our nation's capital today, where the big story, as it is all over the world, the U.S. stock market falling sharply today after the downgrade by the S&P, the Dow plunging more than 3%, volatility expected to continue all day as the U.S. markets extend their losses from the worst trading week in more than 2 years. Lots of panic, lots of nerves, and lots of people wondering exactly what they should do with their money. And so we welcome to our microphones today, Husan Tran joins us from California. She has a doctorate degree in complementary medicine and a track record and a background in finance and economics. And she's brought those two worlds together with something called the Divine Meridian. Husan Tran, thanks for joining us on the Burke Allen Show today.
Thank you for inviting me to the show. I'm happy to be here.
Now, on a day like today, when everyday Americans are worried about their retirement plans, their college fund for their kids, what would you say to them to help them sort of get through this difficult time for everyone?
You know, actually, the solutions are available to solve all these problems. For example, there's something called index strategy that help people to protect the principal so they won't lose the money and they can capture part of the upside. But unfortunately, the problem that we're facing nowadays, all the chaos and crisis that you see going on, is not because of knowledge. The problem really traces back to consciousness, because people are thinking about me, me, me. If there's nothing in it for them, they are not sharing the information, so therefore the problem doesn't get solved. And that's why I write this book, The Divine Meridian, to help people to how to align the two worlds. The problem in the external world is actually from the inside, so the solution is inside.
Husan Tran is our guest today, and the new book is The Divine Meridian. You may have seen her book, Financial Healing, in bookstores, as we all think about financial healing and how much help that would be. You say that there really is sort of a lost secret and a key involved in this concept of the Divine Meridian. Could you tip our listeners off? What do you mean by the lost secret?
Yes, actually, every human being has this Divine Meridian inside them. And I'm sure people have heard of the 12th meridian at some time. Maybe they're not familiar with it. And the Divine Meridian is something that pretty much hidden from our consciousness of memory, and I happened to discover it. And that was my doctorate thesis. And what I do is I take that from Eastern medicine point of view and apply into personal development and also how to integrate it in all aspects of life to solve problems in a very practical way. Because understanding the Divine Meridian will allow people to have instant enlightenment of who we are, why we're here, what's our divine purpose and mission. Because the problem that we see going on right now is a misalignment of our purpose and mission. So when people align their purpose and mission, then everything else kind of falls into the right place.
It's interesting that you say that, Husan, because even if you watch the business channels on television or you read stories in newspapers like the Wall Street Journal, at the end of the day, many of the world's leading economists really say that this stock market volatility that's happening, despite the S&P downgrading of America from a AAA status to AA+, it really is fear-based. And it sounds to me like you speak to that a lot in the Divine Meridian.
Yes. The whole point, we are living in a system, what I call the whole paradigm, that limit us to think certain way and behave certain way and believe the market only go this way or that way. So what I'm trying to help people to do is think outside of the box. How do we transform from an old paradigm to a new paradigm. For example, in the financial field, how do we go from an old financial paradigm to a new financial paradigm, from losses to no losses, so people can create a life that they really want to live. They have the freedom to really use the divine gift to create whatever they are here to do. And so going from a fear base to, I guess, a hope base kind of, it's not even hope base, but having the peace of mind and to really do what they are here to do. But the system kind of blocked us. So the whole purpose of understanding the divine meridian, because that's the key to solve all problems, because when we understand why, who we are, what we are here, what kind of gift do we have, we can unfold the potential, the human potential, and use our divine gift to solve all problems. We can turn things around. But if we are blocked in the old system, in the old paradigm, it's hard to do that.
And your impetus, your inspiration to write this book, where did that come from?
It's a lot of few years of practice and real life experience and running into so many walls to realize what's wrong with the world and the system, and that I discover a lot of myths, a lot of misbeliefs that's not true. In the financial world, I talk about what's the greatest myth. People don't have to lose money, but they believe they have to lose money, and they think it's normal to lose money. But in the spiritual arena, it's kind of people thinking in different islands and thinking in, this disintegrated thinking. It's in different discrete boxes, okay? And the two biggest myths that I see in all kinds of different spiritual teaching is, number one, people are thinking human and God are separate entities. So they think in separation. The consciousness is separate, okay? And the other biggest myth people believe in is heaven is after death. And both of these are not true. So it's me writing the book, sharing my point of view, my experience, and I hope whoever reads it will find what is relevant to them to have that mind shift, that consciousness shift, so they can go from thinking in boxes or separation into unity, and so they align with their purpose and mission, so everything falls into place, and so people will want to collaborate to solve problems. Because if people are thinking in the individualistic, in lack of this collective consciousness of thinking, all the problems and solutions are short-term. Is a short-term patch to a sinking Titanic. So if we don't collaborate, it's kind of hard to reverse things. So the first thing is have that instant enlightenment, that self-awakening. And then the second step is how do we collaborate to solve all these problems that we're facing.
Interesting concept. Hussein Tran is our guest today. The book is The Divine Meridian, and we'll be back to talk more about the book and what you can take away from the book to help you through these difficult times in the stock market or other difficult times you may be having in your life. On the Burke Allen Show, our number is 718-506-1944. Back right after this.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Thanks for listening. It's the Burke Allen Show, heard worldwide on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and Husan Tran joins us today. Her first book, Financial Healing for the New Economy, certainly very apropos on a day like today when stocks are plunging down, as of this live broadcast, 3% today in the wake of the S&P downgrade of America from AAA to AA+ status. Her new book is The Divine Meridian. And if folks pick up this book and they want to sort of wrap their head around this principle you have, the Divine Meridian, what problems do you think the book can help solve for readers, Susan?
It's really the root of all the problem. I think it's the key to solve all the problem, because to change the world is very hard, but we can change ourselves. In changing ourselves, we change the world. So all the changes begin with ourselves, to know who we are, why we're here, what's our purpose and mission, what's our divine gift. And when we start with that, we know what we have, what we're capable to do, then we can start integrate that into all aspects of life, with our work, our career, the business. For example, when I have the enlightenment, I said, well, how do I integrate what I know, utilize all the knowledge I know and put it into right use? So I created the Financial Healing Series, educational series, to bring the solutions that people don't know about. It's already available, but it's not available to people because the industry professionals are not sharing it because there's no commission involved. So we need to really change our thinking to think collective. And that's what I hope to do in the book, is how to shift the mind from thinking one way to another way. Because with the mind shift, we could utilize all the knowledge and resources and collaborate to solve problems. Without that mind shift, we may have all the resources and knowledge, yet we are stuck.
And you do have all that knowledge. You have an MBA. You've worked with investors for years on building these risk-free and tax-free financial and wealth strategies. And I talked to a small business person a few days ago about this economic downturn, and he said, you know what, I'm just not going to participate in the recession. And he went on to say that he thinks that really so much of it is your mindset and looking for ways to zig while the rest of the world zags. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I think one of the examples I use in the book is how to explain spirituality using a computer hardware software, because people can relate to that in their life. And right now, the thinking of most people is that if my computer system is okay, I don't have to worry about other people. If they collapse, it's their problem. But see, we're all connected as a global network now, right? So if other systems are not balanced, they have problems, it's going to affect us eventually. So when we understand our value and existence as individual system and how we integrate with all other systems, so we need to maintain ourselves and yet also care about the whole system. So when we achieve these both perspectives, then we can have harmony in the society. We could fix all these problems. But to have that shift is very difficult. As I work in the financial world, and it's not easy to get the solution out to the public because there's so much advertisements out there. There's a lot of misinformation or missing information. So in order to bring changes, it starts from us, and then we create the influence around us. And then slowly, I think when enough people are waking up, it will reach a point we call a tipping point. Then it becomes a norm. And then it's unstoppable. But right now, I think I'm just planting the seed. And I hope whoever resonates with it, we can come join hand and work together and make a difference.
I love the thought. It's Husan Tran. The book is The Divine Meridian, and it's available in bookstores everywhere. Husan, if folks want to visit you online, what's the best website address?
The address for my book is thedivinemeridian.com. That's www.thethe, and divine, D-I-V-I-N-E. Meridian, meridian.com. I also, in the process of setting up Spiritual Science Institute, that website's not up yet, but will be soon. It's spiritualscienceinstitute.com, because the book talks about the concept, the theory, but to put it in practice, we really need to have continued education. We need to have places for people to go to. And the way to bridge the gap between the material world and the spiritual world and all that is through integrating spirituality and science. And through science, that's where we have a common ground where people can relate to, and how we could work together toward a common goal, and how to rebuild the economy, how do we rebuild planet Earth, and have this vision that we all work toward.
Financial expert and investment specialist Susan Tran and her new take on things, it's The Divine Meridian, available in bookstores now. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening.